Well, I'm with some students from Collège Paul Éluard to find out about their recent visit to Romania, a country I've never been to, so I wanted to find out more about it. So could we start over here?
Hello, I'm Gail.
And Gail, can you tell me how you travelled to Romania?
We use different types of transport to go to Romania: car, trains, metro, bus and plane from Saint-Brieuc to Paris. We use the train and after the metro to the hostel. We use the plane from Paris to Cluj with a stop in Munich. For some of them, it was the first time to take a plane.
Well, that sounds a very complicated journey. I think it probably took quite a while and lots of moving from airport to station, and crossing Paris in itself is difficult. Good. Accommodation, over to you.
My name is Malo.
Where did you stay, Malo?
The name of the city in Romania is Alba Iulia, an antique city with a castle. We were received in family. We had already received Romanian in our home before. We already knew them. It was easy.
Easier to see. That must have helped, having met them before, than to stay in a family who you already know, so they weren't strangers, because it's quite an adjustment. And now, what about food? I think we're going over here.
My name is Enora. We taste the local food, but we didn't like everything: soup, vegetable and a pizza party.
So you had pizza, though, so that was something you recognised, but maybe it was slightly different to the pizza that you get here.
Yes.
And I think because of the country, it's not a very wealthy country, they do eat and grow, or grow and eat, let's say, a lot of vegetables, because that is what they have to live on. But it's always good to try, always good to go somewhere and try something, and as long as you didn't have to eat sheep's eyes, which you might have to if you went to Morocco. The food was like this then. And where did you visit?
We visited Sibiu, Brașov, Sighișoara and the castle of Dracula. It's a middle-aged castle, not so scary.
Not so scary. I would think the castle of Dracula would be pretty scary to me. So I think you were very brave people to not be scared, but then, you know, you're young and tough. Okay, that sounds a very good mix of places to visit. And Mael, I think back to you now. You're going to tell us something about the people and the country.
My name is Mael. People in Romania were nice and always wanted to please us. Some gave us gifts before we left. We were in a wealthy families. We have seen poor villages lagging behind France and their development. We saw small tractors and hosts of land work. There were many flocks of sheep.
So it's a country of contrast, of you were with, let's say, wealthy families, but there were very poor people working in the fields. So what we call an eye-opener to see how other people live and maybe realise how lucky you are to live where you do. I think that's the point of visiting these countries. What gift did you get, Mael? Can you remember?
Par quoi?
Est-ce que tu as reçu des cadeaux, toi?
De quoi?
Avant de partir.
Avant de partir?
Oui, de, par la famille.
Des Roumains?
Oui. Oui.
Non.
Non. Non. Qui en a reçu? Malo?
Malo, what did you get, Malo?
Chocolate and shoes.
Oh, chocolate and?
Shoes.
Shoes?
Oh, that's interesting.
Shoes?
Interesting combination.
Basket?
Good chocolate.
So
no, not so good as here. No, okay. And now,
Gail, have you someone have gift?
Some will. You'll have to go back again and say I've come back for my gift. But Gail will have to make sure he has his passport in order.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, Gail, back to you and tell us about the people.
We had difficulty talking with families. We did not speak French. I had problems getting through customs because I have a Canadian passport. If you have to do it again, we'd go back, and on the top of that, the trip was free for families. It was a good opportunity to do this trip with a lot of subsidies from the Department of Côte d'Armor.
So they had to dig deep into their pockets to finance you. Good. It's good because it's a very worthwhile experience and you are very lucky to have been able to participate in such an exchange. And Mel, I think you had something else to say.
There was also an artistic part as two artists participated in the exchange, one French and one Romanian, that it's why the Abbey of Bon Repos was also in the project.
Right, and finally, I think we're back to Gail again. I think you have a little to tell us about
yes,
your passport.
In Munich, it was high time to get the plane because my passport is a Canadian passport and at the customs is not paid.
They didn't want you in Romania, Canadians in Romania.
No.
They had checked beforehand. No, I don't think we're going to let him in. How did they overcome the problem?
He just said you can go.
Okay.
It was high time.
It was high time, yes.
High time to go to the plane.
It's always difficult running through airports because people get in your way. So did you all, just to finish, did you all enjoy the trip?
Yes.
Yes,
yes, it was positive. Good. Yes. And would you think of going again?
Yes.
Yes? Excellent. Well, thank you very much for taking time.
Je peux te demander?
Yes.
Pour qui c'était le premier voyage en avion?
Was it?
Alors, est-ce que vous pourriez vos impressions?
So that was the first time that Malo and Enora had flown in a plane. Were you nervous?
Yes.
Yes.
A little.
A little. That's understandable.
Qu'est-ce que vous pourriez dire d'autre?
Je suis dit, it was a good experience because it's my first time playing.
It's a good experience.
It was.
It was a good experience.
Yes. How long was the flight?
Je crois
2 hours?
2 hours? 3 heures et 4 heures.
3 hours?
Three and 2 hours.
3 hours, because you had to change
yes.
planes.
At Munich.
Yes. Yeah. That's always a problem if the one you're on is late.
Et qu'est-ce que vous avez vu de l'avion?
Les montagnes.
We have seen the mountains.
And the mountains, you saw the mountains.
Yes. Les Alpes.
Ah, the Alps, right. Very, very exciting, yes. Particularly if it's the first time, but well done. Well, I'd like to thank you all for taking time this morning because I know you are officially on holiday. And I think there was some fiesta going on last night, looking at the makeup still on Gail's face. So I'm sure you probably did not want to get up this morning. No. Well, thank you very much. And I wish you very best of luck and continue your studies in English. And you'll be able to hear yourselves when the programme goes out. And also thank you to Madame Legac, your teacher, who took time out to go with you. And had all the worry of making sure she arrived with as many students as she left here with, and nobody got left behind.